Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a bi-weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Good evening, subjects of the Empire. You are listening to Live from Zarloth. At your number one resource for breaking news, I'm Hug Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And it is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos. And cosmos, if it isn't just the most special day, we've had something wonderful happen. Ron, take it away.
It's the most wonderful time.
Ron, we talked about the song. We talked about the song.
Because a raffle is happening, and nothing rhymes with happening, but you know what does rhyme with happening?
What rhymes with happening, Ron?
The only thing that came to mind is something I cannot say over the air, but all this to say, there is one lucky winner to that raffle that began while Tedros and Jambolius were still hosting the show. That is right, a 7-year raffle in the making that has finally come to be, and one lucky winner has been brought to the Live from Zarloth studios to join us for, well, quite possibly the best new shows in the cosmos. Ain't that right, Herc?
That's absolutely right. Our raffle winner has won an all-expenses-paid vacation to Zarloth and an opportunity to be on our show. Ladies and gentlemen, and every single kind of person there is, let's welcome our guest.
Peter Barkley?
Hello, Peter
Barkley. Welcome, Peter Barkley.
Are the beads of sweat natural, or did you put those on this morning
that
to
like
impress
your thing?
Us?
I did not think this is what this was going to look like.
Oh, what do you think it was going to look like?
The studio does surprise people.
Yeah, that's what that was. No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You seem really chill right now. Like, you have a good energy.
You got a good vibe.
Yeah, we like your vibe.
People don't usually tell me that. Thank you.
Oh, no, well, I think so.
I think it's great. What do people usually tell you? I mean, I don't see you any other way.
They tell me I don't know. People, whatever. It's people will tell me that I, come across,
That really paints a picture.
Yeah. Has anyone ever?
Yeah. Thank you.
Has anyone told you you come across as a philosopher?
No, but I've always thought that. My mom would say stuff like that, but
your mom is a wise woman. She sees the philosophical instincts buried not so deep inside you,
and an excellent lover.
Yeah, she really does.
What? Hold on.
I'm sorry. What?
Let's take it back. You know Barkley's mom, Peter Barkley's mom.
Miss Barkley. Jennifer Barkley.
Jennifer Barkley. Oh, Jennifer Barkley.
I haven't gone through this a lot on air. Let's just say certain things fell out in my last relationship, and I have been on a quest to make love to every Earth woman. It's been a long, tedious road. It's been a lot going on, but Milwaukee? Yes, Jennifer?
Yeah,
north side of Milwaukee. A rainy afternoon.
Whitefish Bay. Oh, my God.
Whitefish Bay.
You went to Whitefish Bay to bang Peter's mom?
That's not the only place I went to bang.
Wait, let's go back a second. You are trying to bang every single woman on Earth?
Well, every single Earth
woman.
Why would
you start in Whitefish Bay?
Yeah, that's really specific.
You start at the bottom, you climb to the top.
Ouch, Peter.
Oh,
that's tough.
Why would my mom tell me?
Well, probably because of how it went, Peter. You might get a new baby brother soon.
Oh, my God.
Ron, Cosmos, this is an important reminder for everyone to always use protection.
That's right. That's why your mother wore a helmet the entire time.
Peter, does your mother wear a helmet just everyday situations? Like, is that her outfit?
We've been prepared. We've been trying to get abducted for a good long time.
Oh.
That's why, honestly, frankly, I'm pretty mad that she didn't tell me anything.
Oh, but, Peter.
That's terrible.
Hold my hand.
Yeah.
Hold my hand while you tell me this.
Yes. Oh, that's really sweet. That's good.
Yeah. God, slimy.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
He's got a mucus to him.
Yours is pretty wet too, Peter.
Yeah. Yeah, you got that sweaty thing going.
I'm going to let this go.
We're
going to create something between our hands if we're not careful.
Yeah, use protection. I said that like 30 seconds ago. This is not old news.
My entire life, my dream has been to be captured, abducted by aliens.
Oh.
I've tried every method I've seen in movies.
Well, explain some of the methods.
Going out in a cornfield late at night by yourself and then climbing a ladder so that you're the tallest one. I wasn't sure if that was aliens or lightning.
I think it's for both. I think you can do it for both.
What's your ratio of abductions to being struck by lightning?
I haven't been struck yet because I dig a ditch to roll into. If a storm is to come. Another one was trying to get lost at sea, but it's Lake Michigan is what's near me. That's and I don't like know if that counts as a sea.
Yeah, that's a small sea.
Inland sea.
We don't know many folks that visit Lake Michigan. Lots of people like that triangle out in the middle of the Atlantic. That's a popular spot.
You may want to try the Bermuda Triangle.
The Bermuda Triangle. Not that it matters.
That's a little hard, but I, yeah.
Well, I mean, are you committed to this or are you
really
not,
wanted
Peter?
It.
I'm committed. I'm not really able to, like, swing that yet.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right. Well, you know, one day you go get lost in the Bermuda Triangle and you'll see us again.
I was going to say, so 7-year raffle, I assume what maybe makes this a little more difficult is you, again, correct me if I'm wrong, but akin to your mother, the fetish is more that it happens organically.
Yeah, this is not what I was, I like, to get an email that I won something to get to go to another planet was a bit underwhelming. I think in my dreams, how it worked was I would be in the cornfield as prepped. You know, pretty much just in your underwear, just so you're just, I don't know, I feel like that's an easier target.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how we operate.
That's
like,
how we do it.
You don't want to cause conflict or like make more tension for them. So you make it easy. And I would just wait. And I think in my hopes and dreams, I would be there again days later. And I would not really know something happened, but I would feel like something happened. And I would tell people. Do you guys do that?
I had a buddy once. There was this flurbon named Gregory. Not to be confused with the Greg, who's a complete asshole. But Gregory, he had this whole thing of like going out into the cornfields. He'd find the nakedest person he could find from Earth, and you suck him up. You prod him a little bit. There's nothing actually we needed to know. It was just for the fun of it. There's just something. So like, I think that does happen. I don't know if Gregory's a rarity.
Does he have a card or anything?
Like a punch
like
card?
Like a business card?
Oh, like a business card.
He does have a loyalty card.
He does have a loyal frequent flyers. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Those naked
damn,
frequent flyers,
good.
Yeah.
Because of the abductions and getting sucked into frequent flyers.
Yeah, exactly. I can pass his number to you, I think.
And, he's got a number.
I can say it right now if you want to take it down. I don't know if you have anything
to
write on.
Do you have something to write this down?
Yeah, I got something.
Oh,
I got something.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You can
always
put it to the concierge at the hotel you're staying at right now as well.
Yeah. All right. This is Gregory's contact number, so you can get in contact with him. Gleep. Ju. Beep Bop. Goombido.
Beetle with a 7.
Yeah, with a 7 on the top.
Oh, okay. I wrote that out phonetically, so I'm going to hopefully figure
that out.
Oh,
yeah, that's
later.
Completely wrong. Yeah, no, that's not.
You don't want to use phonetic.
We'll start over.
Please.
Beep boop. Glebo. Phoebe.
That's right. The exact same number.
The exact
twice.
Same thing I said.
Wow. Yeah.
Deep boop beep.
Oh, okay.
Get that time?
Yep, I got it.
You got it? Excellent. We won't even check your work. We believe you.
We trust you like that, Peter.
Yeah.
Just like I trusted your mother. I have to circle back to something, and I don't mean to kink shame, Peter. That's not how I operate. In this studio, we don't kink shame.
Yep, we've never done that.
There's two things we don't do. It's negotiate with terrorists and kink shame.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's just get in and clarify that it's not a kink, it's a dream, okay? And I think those are two very different things.
Sounds
we
like
can
a kink,
all
Peter.
Agree.
It's a dream. You know, we'll call it a dream.
We'll say a kink can appear in a dream, but a dream can't appear in a kink.
That,
like,
I would
distinguish the two in the sense of I would never wish for a kink from a genie, but I would wish for this 3 times out of 3 from a genie.
Breaking news! In entertainment, the hit reality show The Secret Lives of Mormon Wiener Sausage Wives continues to pull big numbers. The show follows the messy and complicated lives of 30 Mormon wiener sausages and their social media empire known as Sausage Talk. When asked about the show's success, the star said the following, quote, "It feels good to be famous because everybody gives us stuff. We wouldn't have gotten here if it wasn't for that little freak, Herb Dercules. Dumping him gave us the courage of 1,000 wiener sausages. Long life and eternal glory to Mormon superstar Joseph Smith. He's a real one." End quote.
Oh, hey. You know, hindsight 2020, I probably should have taken that story instead of making you...
Yeah, we get to choose them.
Yeah, I could have picked that one.
You could have picked that one. You left it for me.
You know, I did. I don't know why. I feel like...
You wanted me to read it.
Well,
you wanted this. You wanted me to feel bad on the inside because of my Mormon wiener sausage exes poking fun at me in the news.
Here's the thing, though. I know something that'll make you feel better.
What is it? I'm ready.
They didn't mention Michaelwave.
That's true. Maybe that piece of shit died.
He can't die. He's got an extended warranty. You know.
Well, he'll never die. Peter, have you ever seen a microwave that can never die?
A microwave that can never die? Like, the time doesn't run out?
Well, I should clarify. I've never seen one like that. But our friend Michaelwave can never die in the sense of he can't die. His life force will not leave him.
Herc, if I can be completely honest in my interpretation, I think you're missing just the fact that you're in front of a philosopher. This man, he does not speak in the simple term. He speaks in the metaphor. When he says never die, what he means is...
the time doesn't run out.
You see?
What was I thinking? I'm... Oh, you owe an apology, Peter. I did not take you at your word. And when you said the time doesn't run out, I should have
it's
taken
like
that.
When you press 30, even though it has 5 seconds left, it just, it's never going to get all the way down because you count to 5.
My God, I'm going to cry.
That really touched me. I think...
I don't want to see it get to 0.
Oh.
I think that has healed me.
See...
from my dependency on the Mormon wiener sausages that left me.
When I look in the mirror, I see a creature that I don't want to let hit 0. What this all sums to, whether it be the philosophical musings of
philosophical,
this...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to double down on this. Here's the thing. You owe this man your respect, just like you owe your mother respect, in the same way his mother respected me.
And the way you disrespected her. Ayo.
See? It's a chain. It's
That's
an
not okay.
Horse.
It's like that song. The Chain. That's a song by a Fleetwood Mab.
Hmm.
You know them? Ron, Peter, you know Fleetwood Mab?
The album Rugers?
Yeah. They sing about never breaking the chain.
Sing us a few bars. Just refresh my memory.
Okay. And if you can't love me now, you will never love me again. I can still Fleber Fleeman. I'll never break the chain, Peter. No, break the chain. Now you will never love me again. Mormon wiener sausages. Oh. They are on Sausage Talk. That's pretty much how it goes, I think.
Can I be honest entirely with you, Peter?
Yes.
Firstly, I want you to achieve your dream. I really do. I feel like I've taken something from you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Technically, our producers took it because they sent you the email. But we feel a bit responsible, I think.
I feel like it could still happen.
Oh,
knowing loyalty cards are out there.
You have so much life in front of you. Someone's going to abduct you. You're going to love it.
There's a lot of barns to climb on.
That's right.
A lot of misty evenings.
Lots of lightning to hit you. Yeah.
We do love barns.
Oh, yeah. Wait, we could give him notes. We could help him.
I tried big cities one time.
Big cities are a no-go.
It was hard to stand out.
It's just
It was hard to stand out and look abductable.
They can take anybody.
Too many other people look abductable.
Yeah.
Try South Beach. South Beach, Miami.
South Beach, Miami. There's no one there. No one goes there.
Interesting.
They don't know it exists.
It's a great spot.
At nighttime? Do you guys know the difference between nighttime and daytime when you're coming through? I mean, like, obviously when you're there, you do, but like coming in.
I'll be completely honest. I don't know what you're talking about. Night and day,
night
as in
day
like
cycles.
Armor.
I guess it'd be, if you're coming from your side, the moon is at your path to pass the moon?
Moonspoot. He's talking about Moonspoot and Doogaboot.
Moonspoot and Doogaboot. Oh, yes. You're talking...
Darker and brighter.
Darker, brighter. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
People go to sleep, people wake up, and it's... Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean... You just really had to, like, say it in such confusing terms, Peter. We're trying to help you.
You could have simplified it, Peter, and I'm not going to hold it against you. In fact, I'll prove I'm not going to hold it against you. I've written 5 tips while you two were talking.
Oh, okay.
5 perfect tips.
Let's hear your...
To the perfect abduction.
Can't wait to see or hear your 5 perfect tips.
Pin at the ready.
Step 1. Wear a belt.
Okay, yeah.
Only a belt.
Yeah, that's big.
Okay, that made more sense. You said belt, and I was like, I'm not wearing pants.
Yep.
Okay,
that is how it's supposed to be.
That part you did get right.
Yeah. I'm glad.
That's how third slot of the belt. Third notch in, only belt.
Interesting. Right. So I have to find the right belt.
You got to find a good belt.
A good one.
You like the ones that it goes through, and then you have to lube it back. Then you know what I mean? Like, it's not notchy necessarily.
It's probably, that will be okay. It's, you know, there isn't really, like, the best belt. But if we had to say, maybe there's a good one.
Reversible?
Reversibles are good for me. I love a good reversible.
Reversible, but you only
use
one side.
If Ron was
going to
take some... Yes, you've okay. got it.
See, you've already
knows.
Got this.
Peter knows.
You're getting abducted on the way home, big man.
It's going to happen. This is going to happen.
God, fingers crossed. Okay, tip 2.
Yeah.
Tip 2. Not always the highest spot, but the wettest spot.
Mm.
Here's the thing. Mm. Top of barn, great, classic. But bring 2 buckets of water and put your feet in them. This is huge.
Interesting.
Just your feet. Right.
I can make a puddle pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
That's important.
The third factor.
Yeah, tip 3.
A long metallic rod. This helps us see you. Okay?
Yes.
Something okay. like that. Step 4.
Pitchfork.
Stormy
pitchfork.
Night. Pitchfork is excellent.
Pitchfork feels like a good rod.
It's got to be metal.
I'd be walking the pitchfork. People would be like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, no, it works. 4th step. Are you familiar with Kilionimbus clouds?
Are those the ones that are really spread out, or the really tall ones?
Big old clumpy ones.
They're tall ones. And yeah. It sounds like that's like a mountain, but it's in the sky.
It's like a mountain in the sky. Yeah. I like how Peter thinks.
Very clumpy, yeah.
Thank you,
cotton-esque.
Yeah.
They make a sound like...
Whoa, wrong! That was perfect! How'd you do that?
Oh, anyone can do it.
Oh, wait, let me try.
Okay, so if I hear that sound...
Yes.
Pitchfork at the ready, tallest, wettest spot I can find.
That's right.
Yes.
Pitchfork in the air, I presume.
High as you can go.
Just a belt.
Yep.
Step 5, and this may be the most important step.
Okay.
You're gonna need to cater to specific kinds. Now, here's the thing. You have to ask yourself, what kind of alien do I want to be abducted by?
True, there's a lot of different kinds.
Yeah. A malicious one.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to say Creed. Do you know Creed? You're going to be singing some Creed.
Okay.
You're going to be naked on top of a bar, and you're going to be singing some Creed.
Don't sing the Chain. Sing Creed.
Yeah. Chain gets you a late 80s type individual.
It's
going
to get you like a midlife crisis. Like someone.
You'll get abducted, but you'll spend the whole night talking.
Okay. What about almost malicious as well as like a frontier explorer? Like they're curious.
Someone curious. You want curious and aggressive, or you just want like one or the other?
Curious. Yeah. Mainly just curious, I think. Like I'm a science experiment.
You want to be a science experiment. Well, that's important. That's a good detail to have. You could sing like Panic at the Disco. That's a curious fellow. He wore those kinky boots.
Okay. This is gospel. That's the one that came to mind.
Yeah, that's it. That's a perfect
song. It's a miracle you're not being abducted right now.
Someone's going to come through the wall.
Who's it? Oh, hey, Tomlin.
Hey, Tomlin's going to come.
What brought you in here?
What's that? You were curious?
Death of a Bachelor.
Hold it back.
Whoa, Tom, easy, Tom.
Hey, whoa. Put your tongue back in your mouth.
Okay, a little too curious.
Brendan Urie's been abducted?
Oh, lots of times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I knew it. You don't get a haircut like that.
Oh, not on Earth.
Without chasing something.
No, that is,
To be fair,
not an earthen cut.
It was a frequent abduction. It wasn't necessarily an intentional abduction. A lot of people would be like, how was your night? And they're like, I got Brendan. And they're like, buddy.
It became a bit of a joke. Like,
a thing.
People were tired of it, but it's like, it happened just enough that it was funny, but at a certain point, it's just like, We're tired.
You've had your fill.
We're tired. We've
spirit
had
Spirit of the Yuri.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the spirit?
That's the spirit, Peter.
You know, Peter, you know, maybe you do need another little brother.
Yeah.
Breaking news! Well, something is in the air, because it is cuffing season. That's right. It's that beautiful time of the year when everyone is legally allowed to chain someone to a stationary object. I myself got chained to a mailbox just yesterday. Gentlemen, I presume you've been partaking in the season?
I partake every year. Cuffing season is just about my favorite thing ever. Yesterday, I got cuffed to just like a pair of shoes. Like, there was a pair of shoes tied together, and I was cuffed to the string knot in the middle.
Excellent, excellent.
It was awesome.
Amazing.
It's so much fun. What'd you get cuffed to, Peter?
I got cuffed to, like, a coffee table near my couch, where it's, like, a metal rod, and I was, like, cuffed inside this, like, loop.
Okay.
Yeah, I was there for quite a while.
I see why you want to be abducted by an aggressive alien. I'm picking up on patterns here. I'm happy Earth is celebrating. I didn't know if they'd take to it quickly. And they're all over it.
I thought one of my roommates would come home sooner. I was there for quite a while.
That sounds like a really long time that you did that. I understand that on Earth, cuffing season is a bit of a dream, as we are calling it now.
You were cuffed to that coffee table Tuesday night from 6 to 8:30.
Wait.
Yeah.
Ron, how'd you know that?
Well, he wasn't in the house. You weren't visiting your mother, and she was pretty distraught about it. You drove her into my arms, Peter.
Was his mother also partaking in cuffing season?
In a different sort.
What? I would have been there. My roommates were gone.
Oh, you wouldn't have wanted to be there.
It's for the best, Peter. It's gonna be alright.
Well, you know, the more I learn about you, Peter, I'm not sure you wouldn't have wanted to be there.
No, I wouldn't have, okay?
Hey, no Oedipus complex here. Hey.
Everybody.
What's important is that a man can want to be abducted by an alien, and that's not a wrong thing. Love is love.
It's not a... people want to see Bigfoot, okay?
I want to see Big Feet, yeah.
Like, my dream of... I wanted to know... like, I always hoped I would turn 13, 14, and I would, like, get a letter on my birthday that said I was a dragon, okay? We all want different things.
I remember when I got my dragon letter. That was a big day.
Don't flex on him, Herc. You can see he's distraught.
If a good thing happens, can I not celebrate it? I mean, look at me.
I wanted to look in the mirror and see a scale and be like,
it's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter, there's still time. You might get your letter. You're going to get abducted. You're going to get your letter. And we're going to explore some more breaking news. This hot off the press, pickled onions are back. After 3,000 years of indentured servitude as punishment for their part in the pickled vegetable coup of 999, pickled onions could not be more excited. In an exclusive interview, they were quoted as saying the following, "Oh yeah, we're so back. Oh yeah, no doubt. We couldn't be more back. We're pickled onions, and we're back." Over to you, Ron and Peter.
It's gonna happen again. I'll say it.
They just got out.
Yeah, and I'll shoot straight. It's gonna happen again. You know there's going to be another uprising. It's going to be instant.
I give up at least a few years before
they
gotta
all that. They got to relax a bit.
Exactly. Peter knows, the philosopher knows. They're going to chill, and then they're going to stage another murderous
coup. Uprisings happen in cycles.
Yeah, and here's
first
the thing.
You uprise, then you're back, then you chill. Then you uprise, then you're back, then you chill, okay?
That is exactly... I want to, like, draw that on a whiteboard and put it up in my home so I can remember the cycles.
Uprise, back, chill.
Wait, let me write it down. Wait, hold on. Keep that in your brain.
Uprise?
Wait, okay, now. What was uprise?
First, or I guess, it doesn't matter where you go first because it is a cycle, so you could chill first.
Oh, I'm going to chill first. That's
chill
right
first.
Here.
That's a good start.
Then uprise.
Okay, I'm going to put a little arrow like this.
Yeah, uprise. See? We're basically making the recycling cycle.
Oh!
Thing. That's what I'm visually doing for you.
Yeah, great, great, great.
Then we're back.
Okay.
You see how it says we're back? You
then
see
what it
said?
That's what I wrote. I wrote down exactly what you said.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
You chill again. We're chilling again.
What happens next?
Wow.
Uprise.
Oh, okay. So draw an arrow. Uprise.
Yeah.
Oh, I have uprise written over here. Okay, and then... okay, wait. What's the next step? I don't want to forget.
Uprise. No, not chill. We're back.
We're back. Wow, it's like a... it's like a tree.
I'll be honest, you don't have to be worried about this, Herc, because you'll be dead by the time another uprising happens.
It's true, I only have 5 years.
You got 5 years left to him, so...
Oh my god.
He'll be gone.
It's okay,
what's going on?
I'm just gonna putter out.
It's gonna become soup, it's a whole thing. It becomes a delicious soup.
Oh, ooh. Peter, I have so much to tell you. I become the most delicious soup when I die. Glorbomb soup.
Is that like you just become, or like it's a cremation technique?
I just kind of like dissolve into it.
Okay.
You know, I never asked a lot of questions about it.
Peter's asking questions that you've had opportunities to ask.
You know, I was never too curious about it. I guess my question is,
do you guys have like great, like it's like, oh, I went to a mausoleum of soup.
Mm. There is like,
I guess maybe that's a restaurant, but like,
in their case,
it's a mausoleum of soup.
It's a top floor type thing.
It is like that. There is something like that. There, Glorbon soup, once a Glorbonian has passed away, some of it is devoured by the family as a way to stay connected to the deceased. And apparently some of it is sold contractually to Lonabar Okrion of Shoopley Shoops. We had him on the show a little while ago, so apparently that's something that happens now.
Yeah.
Whatever's left is put into a mausoleum buried deep in the catacombs of Glorbon 6.
You're telling me there's soup I could get to?
I mean, it'd be really difficult for you to get to it. It's heavily guarded.
But I guess if it's like a bunker of soup...
Yeah, it's like a bunker soup,
its own way.
Huh. It's,
so one day it will be eaten.
Probably, like, if the Glorbonian civilization ever, like, collapses, which it won't, but, like, if it did, and then someone, like,
was... like, hot soup? Be cold.
It'd probably be cold by the time somebody...
Was there, like, a microwave down there? Could I do something with it?
You'd have to bring microwave with you. He'll still be alive.
He'll never die.
Yeah.
His time doesn't run out.
His time doesn't run out. He'll be fine.
So we in the business call a callback.
Yeah.
Just add 30 to microwave.
Add 30, and he's right as rain.
I'm going to get that tattooed on my forehead. I'm just going to get 30. Add 30.
Please
just
do.
Tattooed
between your eyeballs.
I will add 30 every day. I don't mean to embarrass you on air, Peter, and I feel like I've done a great job not doing so.
Yeah, definitely not.
That said, hey, if you could only be abducted by one of the two of us, the people want to know. Who are you trying to get abducted by?
Yeah.
The soup one?
Yeah!
You want to be abducted by Hercules?
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun? We could probe you.
Are you on crack cocaine? Don't give him what he wants.
Wait, you probe me?
I'm going to make his dream come true. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. See, loves it. Peter loves it. Peter wants to be probed. I'm going to do what he wants. I'm going to make your dream come true, Peter.
We could do crop circles.
We could. We're going to go out into that corn and draw some impossible geometric shapes together, Peter.
We could do crop circles on a corn maze.
I would love nothing more than to go make crop circles in the corn maze with you, Peter. In fact, this episode is basically done anyway. Ron, you can stay if you want, but me and Peter, we have some corn crop circles to draw.
All right, let me just get my belt on real quick.
He's going to put on his belt. This has been Live from Zarloff. I'm Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And we've had Peter Barkley say, hey, Peter.
And I'm hoping in 4 days, I won't remember this and I'll just be telling people I think something happened.
We're going to have a really special time together, Peter. This has been Live from Zarloff. And we'll catch you next time, baby girl.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guest Jake Griffith as Peter Barkley. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Kink can appear in a dream, but a dream can't appear in a kink.
I would
distinguish the two in the sense of I would never wish for a kink from a genie, but I would wish for this. three times out of three from a genie.
I'm just going to take it to breaking news. That's too good. That has to just be like a button. That's such a good joke.
God, that's oh my good, god. Oh, that's so freaking funny.